Having got thus far with hardly a mention of sailing, now is the time to rectify this disgraceful admission. But let's be quick. We saw the New Year in on Beulah in our accustomed anchorage, having just delivered Ian's niece Claire and Paddy to the airport at the end of their New Zealand honeymoon. We sipped champagne and watched fireworks on Onitangi Beach increase in intensity from 9 p.m. and were actually still awake when the display climaxed at midnight and the night sky over Auckland lit up with the sound of boat hooters. The year opened with brisk breezes. We made it partway home on January the 1st, but had to shelter and weigh anchor at 6 a.m. the next day to get back to safety before the forecast gale struck. Brother Brian arrived in late January for the big annual sailing trip and came straight from the airport to Beulah to recover from jet lag afloat. We spent 12 nights on board, equivalent to a case of wine plus plenty of other fluids. The weather was indifferent, with strong winds, and because there was no lazing about in the sunshine, they travelled a long way, despite having to take refuge in a sheltered anchorage for an entire day, experiencing 50 to 60 knot gusts that had them yawning and heeling violently at anchor. The tenor of the trip is summed up in this brief but evocative log entry. 7:15 p.m. day 3. Disaster strikes. Ian's rum and lime, sitting on the deck, is blown over by fearsome gust, manages to catch glass. And then glass with Brian's toothbrush capsized. Toothbrush went over the side. Resolutely continuing despite this debilitating gear loss, they made it to the Bay of Islands in fresh southerlies. They got that far a couple of years ago, but this year continued north, powering past the beautiful Cavalli Islands in a brisk breeze, patchy drizzle and heavy seas, finally anchoring in Northland's remote, stunningly fjord-like, well-sheltered Wangaroa Harbour. Having come so far, they were concerned about getting back before the wine ran out, so after buying a toothbrush and a short night's sleep, left early in the morning. 6 and 7 a.m. starts were a feature of this trip, and beat back nervously against strong winds to the Bay of Islands. There they had their only really nice sunny morning, celebrating with a slow start and the usual bacon and pancakes in an idyllic sandy bay. Suddenly a flotel anchored nearby. Swarms of heathens descended in canoes and landing craft. Big fizz boats appeared. Huge tourist launches zoomed through. Paradise lost. The wind dropped and they made slow progress, picking oysters off the rocks in Whangamumu Bay, which is just as lovely as the handbook says. They anchored at Oakara Bay, Anna's wedding venue, and even managed to stop overnight at an island in the remote Hen and Chickens group that they'd visited on a previous trip. As mentioned in our 2004 Christmas letter, landing is prohibited on these wildlife sanctuaries, but they're worth visiting for the bird song alone. This year they were awoken by strange sounds in the middle of the night and came on deck to an unforgettable dolphin display. They trailed streaks of phosphorescence like gilded streamers of sparkling light, and noticing them, they came and swam right beside Beulah. Being invited to share the fun was one of the most magical experiences of their lives. Next morning was less magical though, as they set off early in heavy rain and indifferent winds. The following day, they experienced very strong winds, over 25 knots, for the final leg back, past a couple of America's Cup yachts practicing for our next victory. It was a great adventure, and despite, or because of, the poor weather, they travelled further than they ever dreamed they could. There were many lesser sailing trips. As usual, we spent Easter weekend at the Waiheke Island Jazz Festival with Neil and Karen, and did a little eating and sailing around with them. Ian went off with clarinet player Sarah and her husband for a weekend, and they picked up another clarinetist, Murray, with his daughter from their holiday batch for another little sail around. He also took out a couple of graduate students, catching a fish for lunch and another for them to take home.